8:10. Presently, we have Representative Fred Dyson, Representative Andrew Helko, Representative Jew, Co-Chair Harris, and Co-Chair Morgan. At this time, the purpose of this meeting is to hear HB 437. It shouldn't take long. It's a reinstatement of a Native corporation. And after that, we'll have the overview on the rural governance. And at this time, we'll hear on HB 437. Since I'm the prime sponsor of this, I'll just read my sponsor statement. And for the record, Al Kukas showed up at 8:11. Representative Al Kukas.
I didn't want to come until you were ready to start.
This legislation extends the date to December 31st, 2000, that Native Village corporations may be reinstated in accordance with state law. In order to reinstate a corporation dissolved under the criteria specified in AS 10.06.633A, line 1 through 7, must correct all deficiencies, for example, back taxes or deficient annual reports. AS 10.06.633E allows any corporation that has been involuntarily dissolved for 2 years or less to be corrected, to correct deficiencies and be reinstated. Existing law AS 10.06.960K offer a window of opportunity for Native Village corporations involuntarily dissolved for greater than 2 years to apply for reinstatement. But the opportunity expired in December 31st, 1998. In summary, this legislation would therefore provide several Native Village corporations who have been involuntarily dissolved a short window of opportunity to take care of corporate business matters and once again be viable entities. We have one person on teleconference, Nick Isaac of Marshall. Do you want to testify, Nick?
Yes, I'd like to say something about that. I belong to a small
Nick?
Village corporation that was dissolved involuntarily. I didn't know about this until recently when I went to the special AFN conference.
Nick?
This, you know, Hospital 437 being opened would be a lot of help, not only for myself, but to shareholders of that small Native corporation, also to our children. By reopening this House Bill 437, you know, that we would be able to have more jobs available for our younger people.
Okay, for the record, that was Nick Isaac. And are you a tribal member of the Azagmut Traditional Council?
No, I'm. I work for the Ohagami Traditional Council.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any more?
President Morgan.
Representative Culture Harris.
Chair, thank you. Have you had a number of village corporations contact you about opening this legislation back up so that they can be qualified again?
Yes, one of the ones is Nick Isaac. I think you've got a letter in your packet, and he's one of the Native corporation wishing to open it back up.
Okay, very good.
Anybody else to testify from the audience? Anybody else in the teleconference?
Chairman?
Coach Harris?
I'd like to move House Bill 437 out of Community Regional Affairs to its next committee of referral with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Any objections? Hearing none. HB 437 is passed. Committee reading materials. Going to brief it is. I'll sign.